Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Saturday, November 23rd, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Here's what moved markets this week. Stocks finished slightly higher Friday, helped by upbeat comments from President Trump and China's President Xi about progress on a potential U.S.-China trade deal. It remains unclear whether a Phase 1 agreement actually will be signed this year, but with earnings seasons completed and the next round of major economic reports not scheduled for release until early next month, trade headlines likely will continue to have an outsized effect on stocks. Friday's slim gains were not enough to make up for earlier losses on the week, as the S&P 500 snapped a six-week winning streak with a 0.3% decline, and the Dow dipped 0.5%, and the Nasdaq also lost 0.3%. Saudi Arabia set Aramco's preliminary valuation at $1.6 trillion to $1.71 trillion, below the $2 trillion level previously targeted by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. The state-owned oil giant is seeking to raise between $24 billion and $25.6 billion by selling a 1.5% stake, putting it close to the world's largest IPO, Alibaba's $25 billion deal in 2014. While the company pulled plans to market the deal in the U.S., MSCI will follow in the path of S&P Dow Jones and FTSE Russell, which told clients last week that they could fast-track Aramco's inclusion into their indexes as soon as December. Joining the growing ranks of large U.S. companies phasing out guaranteed retirement benefits, FedEx said it would close its pension plan to new U.S. hires starting in 2020. The shipping giant instead will launch a new 401k plan at the start of 2021 with a higher company match, contributing up to 8% of employee salaries if employees provide 6% of their salary. Just 22% of Fortune 50 companies and 11% of transportation companies offer pensions to new employees. President Trump is looking at whether to exempt Apple from a coming round of tariffs on Chinese imports, adding we have to treat Apple on a somewhat similar basis as we treat Samsung. The comments were made during a tour touting U.S. manufacturing at a Mac Pro plant in Austin, Texas. An additional 10% tariff on China would ultimately result in a 4% hit to Apple's EPS, or roughly 50 cents in FY20 if the tariff ultimately went into effect, according to Daniel Ives, an analyst at Wedbush Securities. As earnings season came to a close, retailers lit up the scoreboard. Comparable sales were shy at Home Depot, Kohl's, and Macy's slipped after slashing their profit guidance, while Lowe's and Target rallied on a strong outlook. Traders also noted discounting trends and the impact from the ongoing U.S.-China trade war ahead of the critical holiday shopping period. Airbus scored 220 plane orders during the closely watched Dubai Air Show, while Boeing lagged behind with 95 agreements for commercial jets. Boeing still managed to garner sales for its troubled 737 MAX, scoring a total of 50 deals from Air Astana, Sun Express, and an unidentified customer. The French plane maker has been ahead for most of 2019. At the end of October, Airbus had posted 542 net orders versus Boeing's 45. Charles Schwab entered talks to buy TD Ameritrade, according to CNB sources, while Fox Business separately reported Schwab would pay $26 billion for the company. The sector has been under recent pressure by the move to no-fee commissions, leaving brokerages scrambling to find ways to maintain profits. Regulatory concerns? Schwab and TD Ameritrade are the two biggest publicly traded discount brokers, and a tie-up would create a behemoth with $5 trillion in combined assets. Drastically cutting costs to stabilize its business, WeWork confirmed it will lay off 2,400 workers globally. Employees who lost their jobs were incredibly talented professionals, but the office-sharing company gave no details about which roles were cut. WeWork pulled its IPO in September after investors balked at its mounting losses and unusual corporate governance structure, eventually securing an 11th-hour bailout deal from SoftBank. Almost 3 weeks into the job, ECB President Christine Lagarde called for regional governments to invest more in a new European policy mix. Monetary policy should not be the only game in town, she added, stating the central bank will undertake a strategic review in the near future. Uncertainties impacting eurozone growth have also proven to be more persistent than expected, and increasing trade seen during decades of globalization is no longer an absolute certainty. Days after Ford showed off its Mustang E-SUV, Tesla unveiled its all-electric pickup called Cybertruck. The futuristic trapezoid-shaped vehicle will start at a competitive $39,900, with 7,500 pounds of towing capacity and 250 miles of range per charge. Dual motor at $49,900 and tri-motor models at $69,900 extend towing capacity to 10,000 and 14,000 pounds, as well as a 300 and 500 mile range. Expected to arrive in late 2021 and 2022, the pickups also feature a cargo bed that can hold and charge an electric ATV. Tesla didn't provide details. Prepare for Disney's $6 billion movie of 2019. Frozen 2 arrived in theaters Friday, 5 days ahead of the typical Thanksgiving release, giving the film some significant momentum with an anticipated opening of $120 to $140 million. Happiest studio on Earth? Disney already raked in more than $8 billion at the global box office since January, breaking its own record, which it set in 2016.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.